Good afternoon, friends. This is Mindy Molina, and you are listening to The Mindy Molina Show here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This show airs every week. You can tune in and hear me discuss anything related to financial principles and guidance in that regard, whether it's investments, whether it's insurance, retirement, preparing for retirement, all the things that you need to know, really just empowering you so that you can make knowledgeable decisions for your future, for your family's future, in any way that we can to help you mitigate the market, get enough income to last you for the rest of your life, not have to worry about running out of money, protecting your spouse in the event something happens to you. How can they never run out of money? And then, of course, taxes. You don't want to pay any more in taxes than you have to. And making sure that your estate is proficient and that when it goes on to the next generation, everything goes smooth and avoids probate. So any information that we can give you that's going to help you and give you insight, that's what the show is all about. And of course, we love the Lord and we always put Him first. And even when it comes to money. This is a live show, so you can call in if you have any questions or comments or stories that you'd like to share at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. I'm Mindy Molina. I'm a financial advisor, a fiduciary. I'm a registered investment advisory and investment advisor representative and insurance agent. So any of the things that I can provide to you on an individual basis is where it's most important. So I encourage you to, you can call or text 561-729-2778 to request either a meeting with me. We will, if you text or call that number, we'll send you a link to my calendar. We'll also send you our financial worksheet that helps us analyze your whole financial picture and create a plan specific to you so that you can protect your assets during market downturns and also protect your income and your family. So these are the most important things. Today's show, we're going to be covering a little bit on Trump's first 100 days, talking about tariffs, talking about inflation, talking about how these things impact you, some of the factors that you should be concerned about or maybe you might be concerned about, and really just honing in and discussing where we are right now and giving you some insight for that. So, and I want to share this verse with you. This is Luke 14:28. If one of you wanted to build a tower, wouldn't you first sit down and calculate the cost to determine whether you have enough money to complete it? Seems that's Luke again, Luke 14:28. I love this verse because it almost seems like common sense. And you would be surprised in my field as a financial advisor and as a fiduciary to my clients, how many times I sit with people and really there's no clarity. They don't know if they can afford to retire, much like in this case, can you afford to build the tower or not? The very first thing that you are going to do is just like this verse says, wouldn't you first sit down and calculate the cost? The problem with doing that, just like building a tower, I would have no idea where to begin. I wouldn't know how to calculate the cost to build a tower. I do, however, know exactly how to calculate the cost for someone to retire. I know exactly how to calculate the cost to determine if someone is going to run out of money. And so, yeah, this is great advice. Rather than have these concerns or rather than retire unknowingly, it's important to sit down and calculate the cost. And that's what we do. That's what we specialize in. That's what we're good at. And in addition to, you know, managing the market and investing in the stock market and understanding insurance products, things from anything from Medicare and life insurance, long-term care insurance, you know, annuities that you might have. These are things that we understand and are specialists in that field, and that's what we do. So that is our verse today. And I just want to start with a little prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment in time that we get to be a part of and witness. And we just pray for our leaders, and we pray for our country, and we pray for our world, Lord, that we could find peace, that we could find fairness, and that we could all flourish and have prosperity, God. Your verses are for the world, not for just us individually. And we do want health and prosperity, and for your plan to bless all those in the world, but to protect us and to bring us prosperity in this country. That's what we're praying for. And we just pray over all the leaders of the world, and including the leaders here in the United States. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's talk about what has been going on these past 100 days. And I'll give you a little bit of a summary here. This is from the NPR. This is from an NPR article that came out today, written by Rachel Treisman, I'll say. Key numbers that sum up Trump's first 100 days. And this was my favorite article that I read into. And one of the things was the executive orders. It's almost become like a competition. Who can get more executive orders? Well, I would say he knocked it out of the park with that. In his first 100 days, he did 142 executive orders since January 20th, according to the Federal Register and American Presidency Project. So that's how many were signed in. And to give you that in retrospect, in 2017, Trump signed in 33. So he went from 33 to 142. And Biden did 42. So Obama did 19. George Bush did 12. And Clinton did 13. You know, so the numbers that we're seeing, I was going Reagan, 18. The only one that was even close, who I believe held the record, was Roosevelt. And he did 99. So Trump was busy with that pen. We all saw it all over social media and the news. He was signing one little book after another, 142. But what was in those 142? So he reversed over 100 that Biden had put in over his time. So many of them were his early executive actions focused on undoing those of former President Joe Biden. And within hours of his inauguration, he had rescinded 78. So that was the big media frenzy that we saw with him sitting there signing one after the other. And largely related to climate change and COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic, and obviously diversity, equity, and inclusion. And has since revoked additional Biden orders on voter registration and census information. So those are just some examples, but there's 142 altogether. And then on top of that, we've seen bills that have been signed into law, and there were 5 of those. So he has signed 5 bills into law, starting with the Laken-Riley Act, which amen to that, and God bless Laken, which Congress did pass just before he took office. The others were a stopgap funding bill and 3 Congressional Review Act resolutions overturning the Biden-era rules. So we're seeing a lot of things happening. Trump signed 28 laws in the first 100 days of his term in 2017. Biden signed 11 bills into law within his first 100 days, most notably the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, as being one of the biggest ones. Lawsuits. So we have laws being signed in, and we have executive orders being signed. We also have over 200 lawsuits. It seems like the justice system, the courthouse, has become a big player now in politics, which is awful and should not even be, you know, what we're seeing with that is is a whole nother story and show. But over 200 lawsuits. A litigation tractor from Just Security counts 210 legal challenges, including four that are closed, while a Lawfare database lists at least 258. Many are in limbo as rulings and appeals play out, making it difficult to supply a definitive case count. But particularly those related to its crackdown on immigration and efforts to shrink the federal workforce. So a lot of drama going on. Approval rating, according to this article, is 42%. But I'll be honest, I keep seeing different numbers. So I guess it's one of those things, depends on who you ask. And but I would say it's a shakeup. But I've been saying this even during the campaign, during last year, that once this team goes into play, and that, and not just Donald Trump, but, you know, including Doge with Elon Musk, including our health crisis that we have in this country with RFK, right, coming in and shaking things up, which I'm fine for. I'm fine with it, because you know what I do when I clean my house, or I decide I'm going to organize that junk drawer? I just dump it all out, right? I'm like, when I decide I'm going to clean, it's one of those things that actually make things worse way before it comes back around. You have to purge. So I love it when the cleaning girls come to my house, because they actually just come in and they do all the basics, and they don't start dumping stuff and getting rid of stuff that I don't need. They don't start purging and reorganizing and shifting things into a better position. Rather, they just mop the floor and do the dishes and dust and so on. But when I clean, I'm on a mission to make my life better. I want my house to be more orderly, more functional, more efficient. I want to be able to be more productive when I'm there. I want to be less, I don't want too much clutter, because it gives me anxiety. I like everything to have its place. And it's a functioning household. So I get it. You know, I've been saying, in order to get our country back on track, we are going to have to do it like a junk drawer. So I personally am not in this bearish, boohoo, this is terrible mindset. I completely understand the process. And I think you can implement that in a lot of things, even with your business, right? If you're going to, sometimes you have to stop, you have to sit down, and you have to say to yourself, where am I at with my finances or my equipment or my producers, my employees, my staff? And sometimes you just have to, in order to clean it all up and make it better, you almost have to start from scratch. So totally understand the process. But again, and then it goes back to your own personal financial affairs. It's no different. There's a little bit of work that goes into getting everything on track and getting your affairs in order. You know, if you were served with some end of life situation, you know, what is it? Go get your affairs in order. That's what the doctor tells you. You should already have that. Don't wait until you're given some horrific situation to decide you're going to get your affairs in order. You should already have that. Getting your affairs in order means doing, if you're asking me, it is doing a financial worksheet that we provide you, putting out all of your information. It's kind of like dumping all of your financial aspects of your personal wealth, whether it's your income, your pay stubs, what you're going to get from Social Security, how much can you actually take from your investments, how much are you contributing now, how much will you have when you retire. Just dumping all of this information and onto our financial worksheet. And then we take that information and we get it organized and we structure it. And we give you at least three different strategies on how to maximize your overall affairs, including maximize your income in retirement, maximize your wealth in retirement, and not run out of money. How much interest do you have to earn in order to never run out of money? You might not even know. The majority of people do not know. They don't know if they need to average 5% or if they need to average 15%. And when an advisor asks them, what's your risk tolerance? They just say moderate to aggressive, or I'm conservative, or I'm really aggressive. You need more than that, right? We need to have construction. And that starts by calling or texting 561-729-2778. We'll send you a link to my calendar and we'll send you our financial worksheet so that you can get started and we can build you a financial plan custom fit to you, to your family, and show you exactly how to get your affairs in order in one swoop. This is not complicated. We do it in one swoop. That includes everything from whether it's estate planning, taxes, whether it's planning for income, planning for retirement, or how you should be invested in your 401k. We are here to do it all from A to Z and help you get your affairs in order. So all you have to do is call or text that number. And again, you'll get the financial worksheet, 561-729-2778. So let's talk about a couple other things. Oh, I forgot one last thing. One big shakeup was the pardons. There's been 39 pardons plus hundreds from the January 6th defendants. We've been watching this all unfold. However, the big thing that has a lot of us is shook up has been the tariff-induced market volatility and the risk of trade war, right? That has been a hot topic around Trump's first 100 days, and he has been full throttle in a lot of different topics. One, deportation, tariffs, two, and getting inflation down, number three. But let's talk about tariffs. So he's got some aggressive tariff policies. We all know that. And but the escalating tariffs with China triggered this historic stock market volatility with the S&P 500 dropping in April about 8% since his inauguration or more, and in those first 100 days. And it's got investors concerned about the potential for a global trade war or what we could be, you know, what we could have on U.S. goods and threats from whether it's Canada, the EU, others. The volatility index hitting a 5-year high in April 2025. So tariffs can drive inflation, which is forecasted to rise to 3% in 2025. Maybe disrupt supply chains, maybe impact consumer prices, while offering strategies like diversifying into international or defensive assets to mitigate what, I mean, that's what the tariff war becomes. It's going back and forth. The objective here for any tariff, well, first of all, what is a tariff? Let's just start there. What is a tariff? It's a tax that one country imposes on goods and services imported from another country. So it's like an extra fee that's added to the price of foreign products. So if you're selling cheese to China from your farm in the United States, they can charge an extra fee just because it's coming from a different country. And that same rule applies, right? So if you, that's what a tariff is. Or maybe it's a percentage of the item's value. But governments use tariffs for a few reasons. One, protecting local businesses from foreign competition. Two, generating income. Or three, addressing trade imbalances, which we all know has been an issue with the United States, addressing that trade imbalance. Really, we want to make it fair, and it should be fair. There's no reason for it not to be fair when it comes to, you know, global trade, where our world is becoming much more accessible for us to do business overseas than just here. So why not make it fair? But why is it such a big deal? Okay, tariffs are a big deal because they can affect everyone, from consumers paying higher prices to businesses facing increased cost and countries possibly engaging in trade wars. So they can protect jobs in some industries like steel or auto, but they may hurt others by raising the cost of materials imported from other countries. So economists like to debate their effectiveness, these tariffs. Like, are they effective? And can they can shrink the economy overall while helping specific sectors? So politically, tariffs can be used to pressure other nations. But this sometimes leads to retaliation, which is what we're seeing. Like when the U.S. and China impose tariffs on each other, which affects global trade. The idea, is it going to push, you know, manufacturing back into the United States? Or is it going to push manufacturing into other countries like Vietnam? Rather than a manufacturer in China, you know, switching its factory to the United States, they might just move it to Vietnam or somewhere like that. So there's that risk. Oops. But the big push is for us to have better jobs, better opportunities in this country. And I don't have to tell anybody that we need that. We know we need that. The middle class is not surviving on $15 and $20 an hour. They need higher paying jobs. They need better benefits. They need better opportunities. And we need our country to reorganize its junk drawer, which I pray is exactly what we're witnessing. And that in that, yes, this is, seems messy right now, but it's going to be worth it when we put it all back. It's going to be better, right? It's kind of like if you clean out your closet, just take it all out and then put it back neater, more organized, cleaner, more functional. Get rid of the things that you don't need. Have you ever cleaned out your closet and then you find that one shirt that you love that was buried in that mess and you're like, wow, I could have been wearing this, but it was buried in that mess. So there are things in there that we don't need that could be keeping us from a better lifestyle in this country. And you know, I'm a huge advocate for the middle class and the working class, and that I believe the American dream is that everyone has the, if you're willing to work a 40-hour week or more, you deserve to be able to have a secure lifestyle, all right? Which means paying your own way. You shouldn't have to work 40 hours a week and then go begging for money or relying on the government to pay for your family. But we've got this huge gap, and there's so many podcasters out there. There's so much information on that gap and how it was created over the last few decades and how it has gotten broader and broader and broader, which maybe I'll do a show on that specifically. But how did we get here? How did we get here that a person working 40 hours a week can't afford to pay their mortgage, to pay for their fuel and their food and their electric and keep their kids going through school? I mean, just to keep your kids going, we were talking about this last night, just all the little extra expenses just to keep up with the children and their activities, whether it's projects for school or being a part of athletics, it's expensive. And I'm sorry, but yeah, $20 an hour doesn't add up when you do the math. Okay, so tariffs. We know it's going on. How will the dust settle is to be determined. But if we can generate more revenue for our country, if you think about just wealthy business owners, people that have, or just all of my clients, when I just think about my clients, the majority of people that come to me have zero debt, zero. And if they do have any debt, it's usually a mortgage, it's usually a very low interest rate, and it's usually a credit card that they pay off every single month. So if you're average American or upper middle class or even ultra wealthy, the majority of them manage debt with no problem. What is going on with our government? Why can't our government officials manage debt? Why do we have all of this debt as a country? My answer is there has to be something wrong. There's an underlying issue. And like Warren Buffett said, the best way to cure the problem is to tell them they're done if they don't eliminate the debt or something along those lines. But I believe that intelligent business leaders should be able to fix this issue. But when there's fraud, when there's underlying personal agendas to take advantage. When you have people that are trying to take advantage, then debt is not a concern for them because they're really just wanting to line their own pockets. And we've seen that. We're seeing that, and we have to pray against it. That's my advice, because I don't know how political officials getting paid salaries that are really, in my opinion, substantially low, are willing to make that sacrifice to go to live in D.C. and try to change the world. You know, they're not even really getting paid enough to make that kind of transition and to live in a city like that. So there's got to be ulterior motives. And until we get rid of those ulterior motives, it's going to be really difficult to get rid of debt in our country. But you never know. This is God's time, and I'm excited to witness it all. So again, what are the impacts and advantages of tariffs? Generate government revenue, protect domestic industries and jobs, address unfair trade practices, support national security and interest, open negotiations and stabilize markets. What are some of the disadvantages? It can increase prices for consumers, can lead to economic inefficiency. It may provoke retaliatory tariffs and wars, which we don't want. Could harm exporters and disrupt supply chains. You know, I really like to see American entrepreneurs able to compete on the global scale. That's not asking too much. Associated with lower productivity and output. Those are some of the disadvantages. All this information came from Investopedia, Wikipedia, and CFR.org. I'm Mindy Molina. I'm a financial advisor, fiduciary, investment advisor representative. I have a registered investment advisory firm and an insurance agency. It's focused on investments and insurance. Insurance, why? Because we do need protection also. And I believe one hand should know what the right hand is doing. Any concerns that you have about market fluctuations or what's going on in the market now or in the future, any concerns you have about maybe running out of money or when you can retire or how your 401k is being managed or your 403b, any of those things, please call or text 561-729-2778. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink. We'll send you our financial worksheet, and starts with your expenses. Again, it's about getting all of your financial things in order, getting the right kind of investments that are going to, you know, be customized to you for a specific strategy. We're going to give you three strategies at least that are going to show you how you can protect your assets during market downturns. And give you options in that. It's not just, I don't want you to think, oh, you're just going to try to show me this. No, we do everything. That's why we're investments and insurance. We're going to give you the option of being solely in the stock market. We're going to give you the options of insurance. We think you should understand and know both. And also how you can protect your income and your family. So again, 561-729-2778. Give us a call or a text. If you text, send text your full name and your email. If you text, text your full name and your email. If you leave a voicemail, leave your full name and your email if you can, please. Okay, so conclusion, tariffs are a tax on imported goods used by governments to raise revenue and to protect domestic industries and exert political leverage. And they are a big deal because of their wide-ranging impacts, including higher consumer prices, possible trade wars, mixed economic effects. While they can benefit specific sectors, the consensus among economists is that they often can harm overall economic growth and welfare, making them a contentious issue in global trade policies. But the main thing that we want to see is our country thriving and moving away from the financial objectives that it's, or the financial picture that it's been in, and getting ourselves back into an orderly, profitable nation. Just like we want all of our, just like I want all of my clients to be. I want you to have a very specific plan and to be orderly and to be a good steward of the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. And as a nation, we should want that as well. So what's something else that people have been concerned about lately? Well, inflation is one of the big concerns. And the thing about inflation is that over the last 100 years, the average is right around 3%. It's 3% in some. And I know this because every single client that we work with, we put in all of your information and we have this software that we use that that calculates inflation. All the plans that we build for our clients have inflation in mind. And you would be shocked to see how much inflation impacts your expenses over 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So what you're paying in expenses today versus what you're going to be paying 20 years from now, or even 5 or 10 years from now, if the inflation stays on an average at 3%, then you can see, you know, we give you a visualization of exactly what to anticipate. And then we, you know, take that against how much you have in assets, how much you have in income, and show you, hey, you're going to run out of money at age 92 if inflation stays at this average. What if it goes to 6%? Or what if we have 3 or 4 years where, when I was born, inflation was like 13%. I'm sure many of you remember those years. So there's that possibility. We really want it to come back down. I think that one of my opinions is that we're not going to really see the stock. I think the stock market being down gives the Trump administration leverage on lowering interest rates. I mean, they're really putting a lot of pressure on the Fed to lower rates. And I think that's a really big objective, and this is more of a strategy of getting there. But hopefully they're able to do that. Nonetheless, what happens when the market is down like this? You know, how many market downturns are we going to see over your lifetime? And how is that going to impact you as you age? These are things that you have to know and understand, because this is how people run out of money. You think, oh, well, whether you have a few hundred thousand or a few million dollars, your expenses are the driving factor. And how those expenses go up are a driving factor. Also, if your expenses are going up and we're having all this turmoil in the market, you get into trouble. That's how you run out of money. You don't want to be taking withdrawals from your portfolio in order to meet your daily needs, in order to pay your monthly bills, or in order to pay your homeowner's insurance or your property taxes. You don't want to be having to cash in on positions in a down market. And when you do that, when the market does go back up, then you're not going to go back. You won't go up as high as you were. And you're losing a much bigger chunk of your overall nest egg by doing that than you normally would. So this is where these strategies come into place. Because if you are a person, like right now, if you are working and your income is substantial enough that you don't have to tap into your savings to pay your bills or your investments, then you're in a really good place. You want your income to always be enough to cover your expenses. And that goes into retirement as well, because the market is going to cycle. We are going to see downturns. We're going to see them again. We're going to see bear markets. We're going to see bull markets in retirement, because people are living longer and retiring for decades. So how you strategize and how you position your assets does matter. We are in the game of protection. We believe protecting your assets is just as important as performance, as in earning, growing. We want to grow, but we want to do it in the most efficient way. That's why we have the buy line strategy, which is our proprietary mathematical quantitative investment model to determine when we should be in or out of the market. This, the HCM byline uses trend analysis to help identify the broad trend in the equity market. So when the trend is down, we reduce exposure to equities. And when the trend is up, we increase exposure to equities. So where do you think we are right now? We are in a lot of cash. A lot of cash. There is a ton of money on the sidelines. $7.2 trillion on the sidelines. But, you know, money markets are loaded up. And we don't know, okay, we don't know if we've reached a bottom in this. You know, we've had a little bounce back, but did we reach a bottom in the beginning of April, or are we going to see more? We don't know. We do know the market is trading better, but we're not sure. We rely on the byline to give us that exact indication of, hey, this is what the market's doing. This is what algorithms, this is what technology is all about, right? Utilizing these modern ways to trade, because the old way is exactly that, the old way. The modern way is using technology to give us that indication, because the market is trading so fast and so many trades are happening a day. It's impossible to track without using these algorithms and technology. So that the proprietary part of it is the technology. It is the way that we calculate it in order to know when to get in and when to get out. So right now we have a huge portion in cash. And when are we going to get back into that? Well, when the byline goes positive and gives us that indication that the trend is moving up. So there's a lot of opportunities, and there's going to be, I believe, a lot of maybe stocks or funds or things that we think it would normally do really well. Maybe they don't. Some that we don't, normally wouldn't rely on are going to be explosive. So, but when you shake up the market and just everything that this administration has done in the last 100 days has been a big shakeup, there's going to be opportunities that come out of that, and there's going to be pains that come out of that too. So that's why having a team, and not just one advisor, but a team of advisors, of analysts, let's say, analysts. So analysts study the markets. Advisors work with you face-to-face and create these plans and strategies, help you. It's kind of like building a house. You have the general contractor, but he's not necessarily the guy that is installing the toilets or doing the plumbing or installing the electrical. You have delegated, intelligent expertise individuals or teams of individuals that are mastering that particular aspect of it. That's why I have a team of analysts that I've partnered with through Howard Capital Wealth Management, that's what they do. And we want to protect the money. I want to have a team of analysts that have their eye on the ball all the time. And there's tons of accountability. What happens if I'm sick? What happens if, you know, my kids are sick? I can't be the only one watching the market and managing all this money. I need to have a team of analysts that's all they do. They don't take customer service calls. They don't do meetings. They don't do financial planning. They don't do radio shows, right? They don't do that stuff. And that's how I've built my practice for success. And I have teams and teams and teams of people behind the curtain that are making all of this what it is. And that's good, right? So we want all of our clients to be taken care of, protected, and we want them to have an incredible plan that is foolproof, that is market proof, that is inflation proof, all of the bullets, health. It doesn't matter what happens. You have a plan in place that is going to maximize your best opportunity for success for not just you, for your family, and generations to come. That's what we try to do here, and what we're trying to accomplish. And there's a ton of money on the sidelines. Money markets have grown to $7.2 trillion, which is shown by the Federal Reserve, according to the Federal Reserve. And this is an amazing amount of cash that's been built up. And any drop in rates, we could see this cash move to other areas. Right now it's there because the interest rate. But any drop in interest rates, you know, intelligent people are going to move that money to other opportunities, to other areas. Maybe it's stocks, maybe it's bonds, maybe it's real estate. Whatever they decide to invest in, we're going to see movement. Will we see rates drop? That's the question. So I believe we have a really long way to go for 2025. We're just getting started. And yeah, this is no different than what I anticipated, but I believe out of it is going to come a lot of opportunity. I'm really excited about where we're going to end in 2025. I have a very, very positive outlook on it. And I think there's tons of opportunity. I think us sitting on so much cash right now is putting us in a great position to buy up all these opportunities as soon as the indicator goes green. You know, as soon as that buy line goes positive, our team is already, you know, identifying what they want to buy and where they're going to be and how they're going to position themselves. One of the good things about our strategy or our platform or the way that we're structured as a business, as a firm, is that our fee structure is based on your account value. So we get paid a fee based on the dollar amount of your account value. So if your account value were to drop down, you know, 20%, so does our income. We take a loss as well. So we also are feeling that effect. Now, what if your account value doubled? Well, my entire team just doubled their income. So the incentive is a win-win, lose-lose. We are a team. We are all on the same page. Versus if it was a broker relationship, we could make money by what we sell you as an investment. A broker is licensed to sell securities. So if I'm selling securities, I'm making money off of what I sell. And that's different. So this community that we've built under my firm we're all on the same side of the table. And in times like these, it feels good because we all know this is our objective. It's not just about, hey, we have an opportunity to make our clients money. It's also, hey, we have an opportunity to make ourselves more money. And the only way that we can do that is by making our clients more money, if that makes sense. So it's a great position to be in, and it's all hands on deck right now. So inflation, yes. You should be concerned 100%. You should certainly be concerned about inflation. And if you have concerns about inflation, then call or text this number and we will send you a financial worksheet. We'll help you fill it out. We'll schedule a link to my calendar. You and I will sit down and we will create a plan, a strategy that protects you from inflation. And we can show you exactly what you need to earn in order to offset the cost of your lifestyle, because everyone's expenses are different. So if we get that all dialed in and we get our numbers right, then we can get true predictions on exactly where you need to, how much money you need to make in order to offset your expenses down the road. And then that's what we set out to do. So text or call 561-729-2778. Again, 561-729-2778. If you have any concerns about inflation, about the market fluctuations, about the downturn in the market, when you can retire, running out of money, whether it's legacy planning, long-term care, call or text that number, 561-729-2778. We'll send you our financial worksheet. Text your name or leave your name and email address if you can. And we will create a strategy for you that's going to show you how to protect your assets from market downturns. That's going to put you in a better position to take advantage of these opportunities that we believe are coming in this year. And protect your income. Make sure that you don't run out of money. No matter how long you live, make sure your spouse is taken care of and you're in the next generation as well. So let's see. What are one of the other things that people have been concerned about? We started talking about inflation. What about the dollar? The value of the dollar. People have been worried about that. U.S. economic growth and recession fears. So Trump's tariff policies and attacks on the Federal Reserve independence, including threats to fire Chair Jerome Powell, have fueled fears of an economic slowdown or recession. Goldman Sachs even revised their recession probability to 45% after Trump's initial tariff announcements, though it later reverted to a non-recessional forecast after the 90-day tariff pause. So people are very, things become very reactive and then reactive, and then, okay, we're good now. It's kind of like Amazon. It was like, oh, we're going to do this. Okay, now we're not. It's a lot of hype. It's a lot of highs and lows. And when you're going through this, if you're getting caught up in it emotionally and starting to believe that this is going to impact your future in retirement or how is this going to impact my 401k, then what that is an indicator of is that you don't have a foolproof plan. That's all that means. That means that you do not have a foolproof plan. And having a foolproof financial plan means knowing exactly how what is going to pay for what, that all of your money is organized, that all of your income is organized in a way that is the absolute most optimal ability for success for you, including Social Security, things like Social Security. People don't know when to take it. Should I take it at 62, 67, 70? There's a way to calculate exactly based on your information. Don't let anyone tell you, oh, it's always better if you take it at this point. There's no general calculation that says when Social Security is the best for a person to take it. The best time for a person to take Social Security is based on the math. And in order to get the math, you have to have your numbers. That's why we do the financial worksheet. We get your information, your numbers, how much you have in assets, how much you have in income, how much you have in expenses, and then we do the math and we calculate, okay, and we take that and take into account inflation, take into account taxes. You know, some of you have more money in IRA accounts or qualified accounts. Some of you have more money in non-qualified accounts. All of these things impact when the most optimal time it is for you to take Social Security. So we have to get all of that information before we can tell you, hey, look, if you take it at this point, at this age, you'll have this much money at, say, age 90. If you wait and you take it at this age, you'll have this much money. And you can easily see, because the numbers don't lie, exactly when you should take it. And having that clarity means never thinking about it again. Because when you make a decision based off knowledge, you are empowered and you are taking control over that decision. And you know exactly why you're making the choice and you never look back. That's called peace of mind. This is how you do it. So if you have concerns about Social Security or when you should take it, please call this number, text this number, 561-729-2778. We'll get you the financial worksheet so that you can give us all of your information and we can tell you exactly. These are the three strategies. If you were to take it at 62, if you wait till 67 or even 65, a lot of people take it at 65 because that's when they go on Medicare. What is the best outcome based on your information? That's what you want to know. And we can provide you that if you give us a call or text. Leave your name, your full name, and your email address if you can. So let's see where we are on time. Yeah, the U.S. dollar. Let's talk about that. Lots to talk about. Moving to gold, buying silver, buy real estate. The U.S. dollar index fell about 9% in Trump's first 100 days, which is the worst performance for a president's initial months, signaling investor skepticism about U.S. assets and concerns about concerns about Trump's policies, including tariffs. And his expansionist rhetoric, right? We got into proposals to get Greenland, talking about Canada, the Panama Canal, a lot of things going on, which, you know, I think it was BlackRock did acquire the Panama Canal. There's so much has happened in the last 100 days. It's kind of crazy to even try to recall all of it in a one-hour show because I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. Anyways, there's, and again, it just goes back to that shakeup. I think the Trump administration went right in. When I get into spring cleaning mode, I go in, and I just did this in April, actually, the beginning of April. I purged all the closets in my house, including my children, and my own, bags and bags of clothes I sent out the door, gave away, because I don't need them. And sometimes you have to just pause, just start ripping things out, and then putting back what is valuable and what makes sense that you should have. And the only way to get organized and to really clean, you know, my closet floor, my shelves, I dusted everything, cleaned everything top to bottom. Do you know what my bedroom looked like during that time? And it took me probably a solid week to finish the project. Was it worth it? Yes. And I still have so many clothes, I can't believe it. But everything is super clean and organized, and I am so pleased with my decision to do that. Now, my children, on the other hand, I put in all of this work, you know, and they have a way of just disorganizing things right away, but they grow so fast. It's crazy. It's like just when you think you got it all together, the next month they've put on a few pounds and went up 2 inches. So they're an never-ending work in progress. My sons are 8 and 11. So, again, if you want to get your finances in order, like have a true spring cleaning of your financial affairs, now is the time. Now is the time to do that because you're going to go into the summer months feeling so relieved, especially just coming out of tax season. Now's the perfect time to do it because you have a lot of your information organized and ready to be looked at. So I highly recommend that you do it. You just call 561-729-2778 or text, leave your full name and email address, and we'll send you our financial worksheet to help you get started. The biggest thing to start with is your expenses, believe it or not. So getting those expenses dialed in is going to help us determine how much money you're going to need down the road in order to maintain your lifestyle. You don't want to have to sell properties or stop going out to dinner or quit going to shows. You actually want to do more of that. You want to go to dinner more. You need more social interaction as you age, especially in retirement. So we want to plan for it and make sure that you can afford it no matter how long you live. So I think for the rest of 2025, we need to have an optimistic outlook. I'm excited to see how things start to go put back together. I think we have got ourselves past the phase of dragging the mess out and dumping out the drawer, so to speak. And now it's a matter of putting it all back in order in the way that it should be and getting rid of the things that we don't need. You know, like my kids, for instance, like to put back dead batteries when they get new batteries. So sometimes I have to go through the battery section of my drawer and just test the ones and see what are actually good and not good. And that could be where we are right now. And I believe by the end of the year, we're going to really, it's 100 days isn't enough. I know there was a lot of hype, like, oh, the first 100 days. I'm like, well, 100 days? You can't even graduate a class in 100 days. It takes a long time to really get things together. And it shouldn't be a race like that. Like these things that we see, oh, I signed 142. Well, I signed 100. I signed 50. This isn't what we're trying to do. We're impacting the lives of the American people, and we need to be really dialed in and really focused on how we're going to organize that and create financial opportunity for them so that they can flourish. The American dream has nothing to do with being with handouts. The American dream is about independence. And if our middle class can't live with independence, then we're losing touch with what the American dream is. We're losing touch with what Independence Day is all about. So my prayer for our country is certainly that we can get that in order and that we can start to see the middle class Americans, the blue collar workers, the people that are working every day, that are contributing to their 401ks, that are putting in 40 hours or more, and contributing to the ultra wealth of this country. We're starting to see where we're relying more on the ultra wealthy, the billionaires of the world, than we can our own government. And that's just wrong. That is just wrong. That shift cannot work. Remember this verse that I started with? Luke 14:18. If one of you wanted to build a tower, wouldn't you first sit down and calculate the cost to determine whether you have enough money to complete it? The same is to be said. That's kind of the theme of our nation right now. It's the theme of you and I. If you are trying to save money, if you're trying to invest, if you're trying to accumulate wealth, if you are working, right, and your money's coming in, money's going out, at some point you have to sit down and calculate the cost. Those are the key words I want you to take from that, is sit down and calculate. You can do that with me. I can show you how to calculate. All you have to do is call 561-729-2778. You can text, leave your name, leave your phone number, leave your email address, say hello, Mindy, and we'd be glad to help you build your American dream. We really appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you had a safe drive home, or if you're cooking dinner, you're sitting at home relaxing. I appreciate you listening to the show, and hopefully you'll tune back in next week. And remember, God loves you, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and/or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice, and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that He brings, that there will be place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to You always. I know the journey seems so long, you feel you're walking on your own, but there has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose.
joy and peace he brings, and the beauty that's in store. How is the hurt of life sting? But I hold on to this hope.